Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
First and foremost, Tony, are you okay?
I am great.
There was a horrible... We had a bleeder.
Oh,
we
man.
We had a bleeder.
There was talk about insurance.
Lawsuits.
Lawsuits. Yeah, definitely
lawsuits, yeah.
And how people were unhappy and glass.
Shards of glass flying all over the room. Luckily, do you know that I carry a couple Band-Aids in my wallet, and I had one for him?
In your wallet?
I carry a Band-Aid.
That doesn't sound sanitary for some
reason. No, they're wrapped.
I know, I was thinking the same thing.
Right?
Yeah, you were happy. You were happy
Band-Aid.
To get it. No, they're sealed within there. They're hermetically sealed. Within, it's not like it's just a loose Band-Aid.
As the lines lock up here on Wide Open Wednesdays.
We are taking your calls at 1-888-920-MORE.
Couple things. First, Mike is under the weather.
He described himself as voiceless.
Voiceless.
Yes. That's a new show on NBC.
Voiceless.
People that can sing, it's on The Voiceless.
So what we usually do here is we soldier on. Right?
Exactly.
We wanted to start on time, but Pony decided to cut his wrist.
He did. Sliced it wide open. Yes. It came in. It really looked like it was a gesture.
I'm so depressed.
I was here at 8:50, and I said, oh, man, can't wait to get going. And then, boom.
Yeah.
Right there, like you see in the movies, with a bathtub running in the background,
yep.
He went after himself.
Yeah, I mean, short of a Cobain gesture, this was pretty intense.
You don't want to do a show with Rob and I because Mike's not here. It's over. Mm-hmm. It's curtains.
Yeah. Mike's always been your favorite.
This is true. I thought he's going to be gone forever now.
And so,
so
Pony has a new nickname, which is Squirt.
Gross! Gross.
It's always a category with you.
The show must go on.
It must.
We'll get to the calls just a bit, but just for full context, there are these two glass boards on the desk in front of us.
They've been referenced before because they're whiteboards. Remember, you sometimes make notes upon them.
For those that are new to the show.
Exactly.
Pony was simply doing his job and reaching over to set up the call software.
Right.
And he cut himself.
Mm-hmm.
And
sliced it wide open.
Two things at play here. Someone has damaged the glass board.
This I noticed yesterday when I was talking with...
And I will find out who. Because you know it's not me, because I'm not moving this thing around.
I don't know. You spend most of all the people that sit at that station, you're the one who's there most.
But I'm the most anal.
But you are...
Like, about stuff...
I understand.
About things breaking, moving, scratching, anything.
But no matter what, based on attendance, you are a person of interest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this was broken between yesterday and today.
Whoa. It was broken.
And when I walked in, it was broken.
Well, when we were preparing the studio yesterday and Shannon was cleaning, she noticed then it was broken. So
yeah,
I can...
If you smelt it, you dealt it, all right? Same premise. Where if you
of a sudden.
Well, if you knew about it, you would be more culpable than whoever broke it and didn't realize it. Because
I never sit over there.
Yeah, but no.
No, no.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, she found out first.
Yeah. Right.
You found out second.
Right.
There's a big issue.
I got to sue somebody.
Yeah.
Sue Mike.
No, Mike's not the culprit here. Sue my wife.
Yeah, sue Shannon.
Okay.
Let me divorce her before that happens. But you're okay?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Lightheaded?
I'm great.
Nothing that a dirty Band-Aid can't solve.
Listen, it's hermetically sealed. Look, I'll show you. Look, I have another.
No, I don't want to see your dirty Band-Aid.
See it.
You've got the biggest wallet in the world. It's a Costanza wallet.
Right.
You have $1 bill sticking out like it's some sort of badge of honor.
No.
What is your? How do you organize your wallet?
That's my parking budget.
Oh my God! Like a 12-year-old. Yeah, this is for lunch.
Yeah.
This is for the bus going home.
This is for the guy that lives 8 feet away from the studio and he doesn't have to pay to park. So I drive in 40
miles. I
parked
miles. On the street.
Oh, yeah. You're a tough guy.
I'm a tough guy.
I'm a street parking guy. Now look at this Band-Aid. Perfectly sanitary.
Can you parallel park?
Yes.
Okay. So confirm. Some people can't, and that's fine.
I can perpendicular park too.
Ooh.
Now, Maddie, doesn't that look perfectly clean and usable?
looks.
You can move the microphone.
It looks like a used Band-Aid to me.
It's not a used Band-Aid.
Cam Baker, that Exhibit A.
Exhibit A.
Or a lawsuit, Pony. We're suing somebody. We use that Band-Aid.
You know what? That Band-Aid would be great to cover up the broken glass.
Absolutely.
Oh. Now we're talking.
All right, moving along here. Let's get to the lines.
Yeah, it's
Let's
open
go
line
to.
Monday,
oh, look at this. Horny Bob Spiewak.
My dad.
Hey, good morning, boys.
What's up, Pop?
Morning.
A busy morning here at HBS headquarters.
What's going on?
How many pinups were up on the Libro the face, as my dad would say?
Sure, but I'm currently chatting with my new friend Aurora Hans in Germany.
It's called catfishing.
International love.
I am doing.
So, what's going on in Germany? Are they plotting anything?
I have no idea.
Okay, good. See if you can figure that out.
HBS. So, as far as your international trips, are you gonna? Is there something that you want to do that you would actually want? Like, I want to know what is on HBS's like bucket list to go somewhere that you've never gone before.
Destination. Yeah.
I would love to go to Paris.
Oh, I feel like he should. He's a man that loves a lot.
I've twice been to Paris. You will enjoy it.
Wow.
Yes. I'd also, not so much international, but I'd love to go to Hawaii.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
These are all doable.
What's great is that you, for years, had a brother who lived in Hawaii and never made it there.
Yeah, I blew that one.
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't have split you up anyway.
Now he's in Florida. I'm not too excited about that.
That's a big problem. Downgrade. I told my sister when she moved from LA to Florida, downgrade.
Yeah, Tampa, not on a lot of people's bucket list.
No, not at all.
So things busy hopping at the headquarters?
Oh, yeah. Doing some proposals this morning.
Uh-huh. What are you proposing?
Got to rake in that government money.
We love our dough.
Yes, we do. Hey, listen, I love the show and you guys, and I just wanted to say hi.
Awesome. Oh, that's very sweet of you.
Always good to hear from
Thank
you,
Pop. Thank you, HBS.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you guys soon.
Appreciate
I'll
it.
Call you on the ride home.
Thank
Bye.
You, sir.
It's my dad.
That's very sweet.
He listens every
my
day.
My mom hates me.
Why?
Because I don't think she's ever listened to the show. She still calls El Show de El Mike.
El Mike, the Mike?
Yes.
I think that the big change this week, and I think we need to really implement it, is calling it Mike O'Mara's Show.
I love that.
I really do.
Mike O'Mara's Show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mike O'Mara's Show.
Mike O'Mara's Show.
I feel like it sounds weird, just like, because it should be the Mike O'Mara Show.
But I like the fact that it makes you take pause.
Yeah, it makes you slow down when you say it.
And make you Mike really O'Mara's appreciate what goes on here.
Mike O'Mara's Show.
Exactly. Live the magic.
That feels weird to say in my mouth. Chris from New York, or York, PA. I apologize. York, PA.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Hey, man.
I'm sick, but my misery is going to be your entertainment because I have an impression for you guys.
See
if you know who this is.
All right, are you a talented mimic? Do you do many voices, or are you just sort of doing this one?
I'm just doing this one. See if you know who this is.
All right, go ahead.
Ah!
Is it a Bolivian man? I'm guessing
well done,
Oscar.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Oscar, when people start doing impressions of you, you've really made it.
Oh, you know, I've come up in the game.
Yes, you have.
Though this lawsuit about the glass is really going to hurt me.
It'll really take all the money out of Oscar Santana's show. Sorry.
Mike from Chevy Chase.
Hello?
Hi.
Is it just me? Is it just me?
That's a hacky shtick, but I'll take it.
Hey, is it just me or is the TMOS pinup appreciation page just awesome?
Oh, it's the best.
It is the best.
It really is the best. Mm-hmm. I, at one point, I asked HBS to, when I went to business school, to stop tagging me on those pictures.
Right.
Because I was trying to make a good first impression. I didn't want people to business school to think I was a pervert.
Sure.
Or surrounding myself with perverts. And
it's my dad, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But now I have to go seek them out.
Yeah. And you know what? Maybe that makes it better.
I have to do the work.
Well, you know,
legwork.
Rewarding. It's more
it
rewarding.
Is. I was like, I wonder what's going on today on that calendar page. let's go to Randy in Norman, Oklahoma.
Hi, Randy.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Buddy? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, I had a question for you. What's your favorite hack DJ names?
Oh man! Well, I'm a hack because I'm going to say DJ Batman.
DJ Batman is good. When I was going to college, there was an oldies station in Richmond called 96.5 The Duck. because it was an era when they named stations after.
We were the Moose.
Yeah.
U92 the Moose.
But every disc jockey had a duck-related name. Like the morning guy was Bill Drake. But the best one was their afternoon guy. I kid you not, his name was Webb Foot.
Oh, jeez.
See, that for some reason, that's not a hacky shtick. I think that's clever.
It's not clever. It's horrible. It
Webb Foot.
Yeah. Anyway, so I like Webb Foot. Also, I believe in Pennsylvania there was a froggy station where they all had frog-related names.
Who's that creep that you guys play all the time? Is it the Miz? Or
Maze.
There's the Maze. Yeah, and also, don't forget Bad Billy Warner. Where you can just attach a name like, Shotgun Tom Kelly. You just an adjective to make you more jive.
Mm-hmm. Randy, do you have a favorite?
There's one local here on the rock station named Allison Chains.
Oh, Jesus. That's the worst. In 2018, someone should stop you from that.
Do you know when WAVA and Q107 were busting heads as top 40 stations, they put a guy on Q107 named George Mason because they were on George Mason Street in Arlington?
Oh, my God.
And so they countered by putting a jock on WAVA named Jennifer Street.
Ah! I get it.
Yeah, I'm not sure why promoting the other station was a thing like a dig.
Thank you, Randy.
Come to think of it, that was much stupider than Webfoot.
Let's go to Tim in Florida. Tim.
Hey, Tim.
You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Awesome. Great. Well, Pony's depressed, but other than that, we're good.
Pony's lightheaded. Pony's laying down with his feet elevated, but he's okay.
So is Mike out of the office today?
Mike is out of the office. He actually, we have, when people call out for shows, which nobody ever really does.
No.
Well, Mike does once in a while. But that's for good reason. He had a new hip put in, so
right.
You can't do the show.
No.
I think you've called out once in your life that I can remember in recent history.
In the history of the show, I've had one personal day and three sick days.
Yeah.
And that's not too shabby.
It's a record.
Right.
Though you've gotten us all sick as you come in sick every time you're sick.
Right.
I'll say this. Mike will be back tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow, of course, because it's Eddie Money Thursday.
Yeah. Is it?
Yes. Every Rejoiner record tomorrow is an Eddie Money record.
That was a long answer to your question, so he'll be back.
His
voice is out today.
Yes.
You guys are warriors. I appreciate the entertainment every day.
Thank you.
I'm a longtime listener. I have a question for you.
Oh, it's a two-pronged call. Yes.
So I'm wondering, the over-under on the debut of Little Mikey and the Godfathers, this is a good day to ask this question since Mike isn't around. When Mike's not around for good down the road, how long before Little Mikey and the Godfathers continue on the TMOS network?
Who are the Godfathers?
We're the Godfathers.
Oh, we are? Oh,
remember, you're a godfather of Little Mikey?
Little Mikey and the Godfathers.
I do remember that. I was trying to think if there was
he blacked that out.
I was trying to think. Whoa. Don't make it racial. I was trying to think if there was another pair of godfathers that were like podcasters.
No, we're the Godfathers.
I understand. I would say that we could probably turn
after
that.
After the funeral, the reboot. I'm just saying.
No, we won't wait until after the funeral.
No, we have to onboard him before he passes.
Mm-hmm.
This is a clear succession planning. Because
introduce the character.
Yeah, see, we're on the same page, sir. It's just like a CEO, right?
Yes.
After hearing Little Mikey do March Madness, I'm really excited for the reboot.
Alabama!
I love Mike and everything.
Butler!
Ew, Butler.
Gonzaga!
No, it'll be an easy transition. It'll be before the funeral, and it'll be seamless.
Also, Little Michael demands ratings. If you look at that show compared to like your average week of shows, he killed.
Yeah, he did. He's like a special guest star.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll get his own spinoff soon.
We'll start with a special.
You guys are the best.
Yeah, thank you. You're right.
Thanks again. You, Rob.
Yeah! We got one of those guys. I'm sorry. I'm rooting for people to tell you.
You know what?
He
was a wimp the way he did that. He snuck it in at the end.
Well, a wimp or ninja?
Not a ninja. A ninja would have slipped it in the middle.
Yeah, a ninja would be more clever and sneaky about it.
Yeah,
like the meow game
at the very end.
Sort of like the meow game.
Okay,
let's go. Yeah. But everyone just say "F you, Rob."
Brandon in Reno, you're on there.
Thanks. I have my Virgen de Guadalupe candles lit for Mike.
Please,
today.
His voice. We want his vocal cords to come back.
Did you buy them at the grocery store near the Inca Kola?
Oh, yes, of course. And I have some canned tamales, too.
Throw another one up on the burner, if you don't mind, just in case there is a little more of a laryngitis that we don't know about.
Yeah, you know what he needs? He needs some of that Korean citron tea.
Or the Tiger Balm.
Tiger Balm is also good.
Yes.
Or gargle with salt water.
Right
old
on
people
the neck.
Always say do that.
Absolutely. I just wanted to let you guys know that I was a bonus show subscriber since the very beginning, but I let it lapse.
Oh! Kicking the balls.
Jeez. Yeah.
4 years later now, with my sweet tax return, I am back in the know.
Yes!
And I'm catching up, and I just listened to the episode where Oscar first mentions the fricasse.
Ah, it's a great one. Yeah, classic. Man.
Yes, and that's also the same one where Mike calls Oscar's mom as Larry King.
Oh, Larry in the Holidays. Yes.
That was the first time that he had done that. Mm-hmm. That is certainly a classic
it's a
episode
tradition
in the canon, yes.
Unlike any other.
And then Mike took his tie off and gave it to a spectator.
Yes.
All right.
So any listener who's not subscribed to the bonus show, you really are missing out if you aren't a subscriber. So
thank you for re-upping, sir.
People.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good
appreciate
day.
Appreciate it.
You too.
See, you can come back to an ex-girlfriend.
That's right. You can go home again.
Yeah.
F you,
and
Norman
we're hotter
Mailer.
Now. Much hotter now.
Much hotter.
We had some work done?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Nick in Georgia. Vermont?
What?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Gentlemen, yes, it is Georgia, Vermont.
Do you get a lot of, like, what, every time you write that down? Or I'm sure you get a lot of people asking you, Georgia, Vermont. Where's that located in regards to the Build-A-Bear factory?
The Build-A-Bear factory, that's probably about 40 miles north.
See, okay. 50, I know Vermont.
What about Ben and Jerry's?
Well, there's Ben and Jerry's all over.
I'm talking about the real, like the HQ.
Oh, the HQ? That's probably about 40 miles as well.
But we can triangulate and find this guy.
Yeah?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah. I'm 15 miles from the Canadian border.
Ooh. Yeah, you better watch your ass, pal. They're coming.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So what's up?
A couple things. I wanted to know, Rob.
Yeah.
Something that I have sort of not sang along with, but said along with on the show at the very beginning, the let's get down to business from the entertainment capital of the world.
Yes.
Where those come from.
Let's get down to business is from a Saturday Night Live sketch called What's Up With That? It's one of my favorites. And from the entertainment capital of the world is from an old Western called Sugarfoot. You would have to Google it. It is. It first was on, I believe, ABC in 1850.
Aha! And one more thing. I don't know if anybody's mentioned today's date yet.
Yes.
You may know it. Has somebody mentioned it?
Go ahead, sir. What is it?
I'm sorry to be the guy. I was just going to say that I've been listening to you and Mike for over 20 years now, and today is the inauspicious 10-year anniversary of the last Mike show.
Oh, last the D&M.
Yep.
Oh, that stinks, man. Thanks for bringing this down.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh well, not my intention. It's a show to be celebrated. It's,
yeah, you know, but it's when it ended.
Yeah.
What about when it started? What's
well, yeah,
that anniversary?
That was how this show started.
So listen, man, I had nothing to do with that. I'm asking you when it started. Why don't we celebrate when it started?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Well, we'll work on that.
Woo, woo.
Hey, Nick.
Yes, sir.
I like your style, man. I like you went for the deep cut, but a little happier next time, a little more pep.
Yeah, let's live in the now.
Yeah, I don't want to cut myself again.
Yeah. Pony is in a very fragile place.
Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
I can't wait.
He's upset. Come on, Nick. I don't want to come out of another dead dog song.
I can't wait until April 11th, 2028, when we talk about the 10th anniversary of Pony beating suicide.
Remember that time he didn't go to Japan 10 years ago?
That's right.
3 weeks later.
God. Shards of glass.
Rick from Concord.
Ricky.
You're on there.
Yeah. In these troubling political times with trials and investigations.
Paul Ryan saying he's not coming back.
Yeah. Mm. That's why Pony cut himself.
It harkens back to, you know, another troubling time when we had McCartneyism.
You know, yellow journalism.
Well, you know, when that former Beatle tried to accuse us of being in collusion with communists.
I'm not exactly sure if that's how it fell
out.
Is that
what Lenin did?
Well, yeah.
Lenin it was McCartneyism, yeah. Lenin was involved too, I think.
Yeah, he's still his body's still on display, I think.
Leningrad.
That was my word of the day. Thank you very much.
Hey, wait.
Word of the day with Nickname Rick.
Not his best effort. We have one more.
Ooh, one more. One
okay,
more. Please.
One more. Please.
Mo from Woodbridge. Nothing like a wide open Wednesdays without Mo's stock tip of the day. Mo, you're on the air.
It's XPO Logistics. XPO.
Spell that out with the letters, please.
XPO is the ticker.
Okay.
And the name of the company is XPO Logistics.
Good to know, sir. I'll have to look into that. A deep cut.
Hey, I can save this call by playing this.
This has been Mo's stock tip of the day.
All right.
Can we start the show, please?
Let's do it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Look at this. What's the matter?
It's cold. It's the air conditioning. Why do they always turn those things up so high? You know, I'll probably get the flu.
You want me to ask them for a blanket?
You got to be very careful with air conditioning. You know, Francis and I, we've got one in the bedroom. I never let her turn it on in the summer.
Oh, she must be crazy about that. What's the matter now?
My ears are filling up. I got this sinus condition. It's the change in temperature. I always get it from air conditioning.
Maybe it'll go away.
No, it's all part of my allergies. I get them in the summer.
Only in the summer?
And in the winter, too. I get them all year long. Allergic to foods. And pillows and curtains and perfumes. Can you imagine that? Allergic to perfumes? That used to drive Frances crazy. For a while, she couldn't wear anything except my aftershave lotion. I was impossible to live with.
Stop that, will you? What are you doing?
I'm trying to clear up my ears. You create a pressure inside your head. It opens up the eustachian tubes.
Did it open up?
I think I strained my throat.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
That was exclusive audio footage of Mike last night. That's how he lost his voice. True story. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us today especially because it be Wide Open Wednesday. The helpline is open. Reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now through the good people at Zip Recruiter. Woo! Love them. Are you hiring?
Are you hiring?
For example, let's just say we wanted to replace Adrian. Just, you know, spitballing here. And we were hiring, which is to say, are you posting your position to job sites and waiting for the right people to see it? Well, let ZipRecruiter help. ZipRecruiter is the smarter way. They built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and then invites them to apply to your job. These invitations have revolutionized how you find your next hire. In fact, Oscar, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in one day. Mm-hmm. We're talking 24 hours, and that is fast. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive so you never miss a great match. They prioritize for you. The right candidates are out there, and ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs, and right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, absolutely free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. And you can try it for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire.
Oh, yeah.
So we love it. So Wide Open Wednesday, the lines are still open. Do we have anybody?
Yes.
All right, well, let's not keep them waiting. As Mr. Liddy would say, they're paying a fortune in cell phone bills.
Let's go to Brian.
Brian.
In BFE,
Hey,
Texas.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hello, sir.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning to you,
I like
sir.
This guy. Are you in broadcasting, sir? You've got that radio voice.
Hey, I'm Wild and Crazy Rock and Randy coming to you live from Hondo, Texas. Complimenting the Mike O'Mara broadcast.
Hondo, I think they're market 12 now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Top 20.
I didn't know they even made the list.
What's up, sir?
Hey, I'm unfortunate to see the mic's not there because I want to tell all of you, thank you so much for all the years of happiness, joy, and humor that you've brought into my life.
It sounds like you're preparing to. Sounds like you're preparing to pony yourself. Are you okay?
Yeah. I think it's just happening.
No, I'm not going to climb on that mule.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, that's very sweet.
Thank you for the kind words, sir.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Well, and just know that even though we don't all agree with Mike's position on the guns, that everybody's going to write. That's what our country is about.
Absolutely.
And I am with. I am totally with him on the kids need more protection. And the sad part is if the technology would meet the needs of law enforcement at this point, if they'd all come to the same level, we'd stop having these people get guns and be able to go out and use them the way they're using them. Because it's not like this most recent case, they didn't know the person had problems.
Yeah.
Yep, you're
so
right.
If they'd update the technology to meet our needs, it wouldn't be a problem at all. So much love. Thanks to all of you.
Shout out to Hondo. Thank you, sir.
I hope you all stay healthy.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, we will. Too. Appreciate
keep,
it. Well,
keep
well,
hoping.
Well, I will. Thank you. Let's go to Chucko the Clown.
Oh, no.
In Bakersfield.
No, no. Chucko, what's up?
Hey, good morning, TMOS gang. It's kind of hard to talk. It's still kind of early in California.
Mm-hmm. Cali.
I know that you probably won't take my advice, but I just thought I'd throw it in. You're having Mr. Money Man tomorrow.
Yeah, the Money Man, Eddie Money.
Right. And we have I know a guy here locally that's named Monty Byron. And Monty wrote one of the hit songs for Eddie Money called I Want to Go Back. Do you remember that one?
Sure. Yeah, we played it yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Well, he's kind of a local legend. You know, we have Merle Haggard and Buck Owens from Bakersfield. And
sure.
Monty did play with Buck Owens, and he played with Eddie Money in the band for a while.
Can I ask a question, Chucko?
Yeah, you don't care. See,
I do care, but I'm trying to.
I'm fascinated.
Trying to picture what's going on here. Are you in full clown makeup right now?
No, you know, it's getting to the point now where I'm asked to come to parties without my makeup, and I always look so much better in my makeup.
Do you sleep with your big shoes on?
Only my nose.
Okay.
You can tell when he rolls over, it squeaks.
Can I tell you, I don't want to do shtick, but you're asking me to do it, so I'm going to do it anyway.
Please do.
Oh, yes,
please. I do have an making fun of kids at school. What do you call that? Anti-shaming.
Anti-bullying.
Bullying.
Bullying, Chuck, is what you do every day.
It's so early. So I tell the kids, I say, early. Do you know why my red nose doesn't like going to school?
Why?
Because everybody picks on him. And that's what you should do. You shouldn't pick on anybody at school. It's just not right.
And definitely don't eat it.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Chucko.
Thank you, Chucko.
Everyone has a PSA today.
He's the most dour-sounding clown. That's why I asked about the makeup. What he's like,
oh, it's Hump Day.
Yeah. Well, you know, he played in a band with Buck Owens, and why are there olive pits all over my bedroom? That's what I want
to believe that Chucko went to bed around 5.
Oh, I think
then just woke up.
He's still up.
Yeah.
He keeps clicking refresh, looking for job offers. It's like the show baskets.
He just alluded that he's so famous. That they, people don't need the clown side of him.
Now, you know that there's another legendary scuffle, sort of a feud that Eddie Money's involved in. I don't know if it would be good taste to bring it up, but he hates Kenny Loggins.
Oh, wow. Danger Zone Kenny Loggins?
Yeah, because I believe it is the song I'm All Right from Caddyshack.
Can you play it for me?
Yeah, I can, as a matter of fact. Eddie Money sings on it.
Oh, what?
And he never got credit for it, and I believe he never got paid for it.
You don't get credit, you don't get paid.
So that's the deal. So I will play that song in a moment. So I don't know if it would be good form to bring it up tomorrow, but I'm curious.
I love this, like, behind the music stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's, this is something that he has kept on all through the years. Give me one sec.
No
got
problem.
It here.
Loggins, Kenny.
Kenny, yeah, sure. What's not to like?
Is that a Kenny Loggins song?
Yeah, well, Kenny Loggins did the whole soundtrack to...
That's wow. When, in the 80s, someone yes. would do an entire soundtrack.
Yeah, and you always had like a title song yeah. that was written for the movie.
And this is one of my favorite movie songs. It doesn't have anything to do with golf, but it's this is the song they play at the front of the movie.
Where's Eddie?
So Kenny Loggins did the rock soundtrack, and then I believe it was Johnny Mandel, who you would know as the theme from MASH.
Uh-huh.
He did the orchestral soundtrack for Caddyshack. Not to dive too deep, but I think on April 24th, we're interviewing an author who wrote an actual book just about Caddyshack. So we'll get
so
all
many
these details,
layers of the
many,
show.
Many, many layers, yeah.
What's the Eddie Money side? Where did he sing on this song?
I believe he sings in the chorus.
Oh, so he's like, he's just,
Yeah.
Hold on, let's get to the hook.
But it is one of my favorite songs. Oh, here, I think you hear him here. That's Eddie Money, uncredited Eddie Money. So he does the answer vocal on that song.
There was a time, and this is this brings me back to when Prince passed, when we discussed the history of how people would give rights to certain songs.
Yeah.
Well, as Prince was driving down Sunset Boulevard, apparently he heard like a mix to what he thought was his original song.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget the artist he brought in. He was like, no, I definitely... Was it, she's from,
Was it Sheila E?
No, not Sheila E.
Because she worked under him, I know.
Oh my God, we just talked about him yesterday on the Audio Vault. The band member rolled out, Fleetwood Mac,
okay,
yeah,
sure.
Who's the girl?
Christy McVie or Stevie Nicks?
Stevie Nicks.
Right.
So Stevie Nicks.
Stephen
Nicks. No, Stevie Nicks.
Why does she hit such low notes?
Apparently Stevie Nicks had written a similar song.
Right.
And he wanted to make sure that she got credit for it. So she brought her in on the riff.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and said, look, you get half this credit. I clearly had heard the song somewhere and somehow I came up with this. But that was on his own. Like, it wasn't like you had to sue someone to make that happen.
Accidents
happen.
Their artists
were so self-aware. And to be fair, it was a different time. There wasn't so much out there.
Yeah.
Like, you just heard what was on the radio and what was being promoted by the record labels.
There was an instance with the Rolling Stones where they played a new song for, I think it was Mick's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, that's Constant Craving by Katie Lang. There was the same melody, but totally different direction.
Yes.
So to avoid trouble, they just gave her a co-writing credit.
Yeah.
And made her probably $75 billion.
They get paid, yeah. Right?
Did you know that when Elvis was at his red hottest in 1956 and 7, they could request co-writing credit on songs to get songs recorded? Like, if you brought a song, if Oscar Santana wrote a song and gave it to Elvis Presley, said, here's a song called Heartbreak Hotel. I think you'll enjoy it very much. He says, I'll record it if I can have co-writing credit.
Which is smart.
Very, very smart. Man. And they would maybe change one or two words and, you know, give him co-writing credit. And that's why the catalog is so valuable.
But in today's world, like the Marvin Gaye and the... I'm the worst with names. God has stricken me. God, why did you do this? Alan Thicke's son, yes. Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke.
Get it together, Santana.
Hey, I get to say it today. Get the paddles.
Jesus Christ.
Someone get the paddles for him.
This is the beginning of the end.
But yeah, they're saying
Robin Thicke.
Essentially the same song.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the Gay Estate won.
Yes, the Gay Estate.
Right?
Yes, they did.
They won.
He was defeated by Big Gay.
Oh, come on.
That's
2018. Shouldn't make you laugh anymore.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
I'm a goofball. I apologize.
So, look, it's just a different time where you don't have to sue someone. But back then, it was like, hey, that song sounds like your song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you writing credit.
And then there's also...
I will ask the money man tomorrow.
I can't wait.
I'll be like, hey, what's the beat with Kenny Loggins? Why are you such a stooge?
I'll isolate his vocal
or
and say...
Or square.
This is my...
A skinflint.
No, call him a square.
Yeah.
That's good. Make it like it's the Flintstones.
Like, what? But Kenny Loggins has more money than...
Kenny Loggins is doing just fine.
Most.
Yes, he's all right, as he says in the song.
Why was there no publishing credit?
I think that it was early. I think it was early in Logan's career. And, you know, there were times I've read accounts where you'd go to like one of the big L.A. or New York recording studios and like the Rolling Stones would be here and then the next room would be Ann Murray. And, you know, they all it was a small environment.
Just like at Podcast Village.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like I'll be hanging out running wires and then Tony Perkins like, come on. And then I'll call Gary a nudge and then there'll be a big problem and then I'll scurry out.
Yeah. And then you don't get any publishing.
No publishing.
On the Perkins Show, even though you wrote it. You wrote the nudge.
You know, I mean, I was like, hey, man, you're pushing my buttons.
Don't push my buttons,
dude. Don't push my buttons. Poor Gary. He won't let it go either because I saw him in person last Saturday.
Lucky.
2 weeks ago, I called him a nudge.
Yeah.
He's like, so the nudge coming.
Seriously?
I'm like, it's been 7 days, Gary.
You know what happens? You pushed his buttons. Don't push his buttons.
Break in on our show again, please.
Mike, please come back soon. Yeah.
Back in a second. Big news for millennials, and we're dripping with them today.
Oh, yes.
They're everywhere. I want to talk about this when we return on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Four Network Sports Update. Brought to you by Dan the Fan Man and the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. In feetball, Kirk Cousins signed a 3-year contract with the Minnesota Twins. He will likely be the starting point guard come next season. In hockey, Alex Ovechkin did a really cool-looking thing and scored a goal. I'm not sure who won because I forgot to write down the score. In baseball, the guy with the long hair and the beard hit a home run in the 8th inning, securing a 2-1 victory over the Sacramento Kings. This update brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It's an extra hour of uncensored hilarity, and it makes the other 5 shows possible. Sign up today at MikeO'MaraShow.com with updates at 11 and 41 past the hour. From the More Network Sports Desk, I'm Ronnie Mermelstein.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And listen, it's a fact. I have never had a better shave than the shave I get with my Harry's. That's a fact. It's the best blades, the best shaving gel, it's the best everything. Harry's stands behind the quality of their blades, but they know that switching razors is not an easy decision. So they've created a trial offer. Claim yours by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's founders were fed up with overpaying for expensive razors. And hey, who isn't? You don't need all that stuff, all those unnecessary features. So they bought a factory that's been making some of the highest quality blades in the world for over 95 years. And by selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's can offer their blades at just $2 a blade compared to $4 or more for the leading brand. So you save money. And if you don't love your shave, let Harry's know within 30 days and they'll give you a full refund. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. You get a weighted ergonomic handle, a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, truly the best in the world, and a travel cover blade. Our listeners can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. Make sure you go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer and let them know that we sent you to help support our show. Start saving while you're shaving. Thank you, Harry's.
Gentlemen,
Oscar.
And Rob, thank you for bringing this in. I saw this next story pulled top of my list on my Google News thread where I said, all right, there's no chance this is true, but apparently it is. Listen up. For those of you in the Washington, D.C. area, we are finally number one, not just in a murder rate, but also in one of the best states or the best state for millennials.
Now, did that surprise you? It shocked me.
It does and it doesn't. I'll tell you why, but let me just get into the meat of this
please,
real quick.
Please do.
30 key indicators of living standards were looked at, including average monthly earnings for millennials and the millennial unemployment rate.
Right.
It's hard to break in here to find careers if you are not from here, Chunk said from New Orleans, who grew up in the Philadelphia suburbs. The industries down here are few, and you really want to push your potential.
Right.
Chung is in New Orleans, right? And
sure.
New Orleans, for context, was one of the, it's in the mix as far as the top 10.
Okay, so it's in there, right?
Yeah. The crux of the story is this, is that this area, according to the USA Today and this study, gives millennials the most opportunity because of the jobs, the industries that are here. I would say that in this world, I don't know if geographics are as important as much as I'd like to tout D.C. as a great place
right.
to come. Because if we give you the top 10, I'll start at 10 going to 1. You know what 1 is already. But the headline is, I'm not going to bury the lead, that D.C. is placed 10, South Dakota, 9, Colorado, 8, Nebraska, 7, Utah, 6, Wisconsin, 5, Iowa, KCJJ's hiring.
Sure.
4 Massachusetts, 3 Minnesota, and 2 North Dakota, and 1 District of Columbia. New Orleans is in the mix here somewhere. It's not in the worst, but
did you know
either
that
way,
35% of the jobs in the District of Columbia are held by millennials?
Yes.
35%.
Wow. I did know that stat because that was one of the stats that has been touted for Amazon coming to this area.
Oh,
right?
Okay. And just for note, they're defining millennials as people aged 18 to 35
yes.
as of this study.
Out of the demo.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy.
Right.
But we've got 4 or 5 people within the demo here, right?
And Pony, are you still in? Are you still?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. He's not in Japan, but he's
out.
In the demo.
Another reason to live.
Yes. That's great.
What I want to clarify here is that I feel like this is such a gig economy
yeah.
that you could work anywhere and make your opportunities.
What's weird is that when you hear the other states in the top 10, they don't feel like Washington, D.C. similar places, like Wisconsin. I would like to know why Wisconsin. Well, Iowa,
well,
I can see because of the college towns.
North Dakota. Well, I mean, and this comes to my point, right? I mentioned the other states because you can telework anywhere.
That's
you can
true.
Get on 5. The internet has made things so much easier. North Dakota comes in with such a high ranking because people can afford housing there.
That's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that
makes sense.
That's one of the key factors in the study.
But then D.C., no one can afford housing.
Yeah, but
no.
Look at the other states. Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Massachusetts is Boston. You just have all those universities up there, so mm-hmm. you're boned anyways. But Iowa, you can buy a house.
Sure.
Wisconsin, you can buy a house.
I've told
depending
you.
Depending on where you are, right?
The classic story about
affordable housing. Nebraska's got to have affordable housing. Colorado, depending on where you are, all those mm-hmm. Weed dollars going in there, I'm sure, has raised property values. And then.
Well, you need land.
South Dakota.
Yes.
Right?
I think they should merge, by the way, North and South. I think they'd be much more powerful.
Get it over with.
All that
same
sexual
with,
tension.
West Virginia.
No, I don't know about that. But you want to talk about housing in Iowa. My father-in-law passed away now, but we visited once, and he lived in a town that was so small, he had to say, this town is close to this town, which is close to this town, before you knew of a town that you'd heard of. I mean, this place mm-hmm. was tiny.
How close to the Lumberyard 1 or 2 was that house?
It was 4 hours because
four
I remember
hours.
He was on the other side of the
okay.
state.
That's how. That's what I need to know.
That's,
you know?
It's yeah. like when you asked about the Build-A-Bear
yes.
in Vermont. Mm-hmm. You got to have your...
I've driven by that thing.
So
twice.
He was giving us a tour of this mecca called Gilmore City. And he said, do you want to see the nicest house in town? I said, absolutely. And he drove by this house, and it was very, very nice. He says, do you know, they paid $50,000 for that house, but it's not ostentatious. It doesn't look like a $50,000 house. And to think about what you would get in this area for $50,000 is nothing. And out there, that's like, that's mansion territory. So that's, I mean, that speaks to that.
So you can do your job anywhere.
Yep.
If you are in the entertainment business, yeah, you'd probably want to be in New York, L.A.,
Glover Park.
Possibly yeah. D.C., but realistically, if you're in video editing or you're in audio editing or you do some sort of animation, you can do it from anywhere.
Anywhere. And deliver it instantaneously.
Yeah.
So that does make sense.
I mean, Austin became this hub of tech, music, and culture
mm-hmm.
Because people were tired of living in the Bay Area and spending all those dollars, and it was such a great community.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
by the way, to find affordable housing in Austin is not really realistic anymore because all these people flock there.
Right.
But it's the infrastructure. It's all these options. Now, well, I will say that as far as the government dollars are concerned,
right.
we are insulated because of the federal government.
Now, I have a question for you as a D.C. resident, and you're one of the rarest
of
rare.
High taxes, people.
He lives in the city, actually, in the city.
The city.
Do you think one of the reasons that
city
it appeals
of Compton.
To... No, it's,
keep it
right. It's right. Do you think one of the reasons it's so appealing to millennials is the mass transit and the ability that the city is also pretty condensed that you can bike places?
This is how I know you're sheltered and you're lazy. There are multiple mass transit opportunities in cities across the country.
Yes,
and
but
you can
DC,
bike anywhere in any city.
But DC, would you not agree, is a rather condensed city? It's a small city.
This is how I know you've never traveled anywhere. Boston is a smaller city in general if you go there,
okay.
right? They just have higher, taller buildings.
All right.
So it is condensed.
All right. Like
and,
soup.
Yeah. And if you, the only reason we think of D.C. as a little hub
right.
is because we don't have, there's this old blue law that nothing can be taller than it can be built as far as a high rise than the tip of the Capitol Dome, right?
Mm-hmm.
So But if you really
not
look,
sure that's a blue law.
Is it? It's an old law.
It's an old law. Blue law indicates something to do with Sunday being prohibited on Sunday due to religion.
Like alcohol and stuff like that.
I thought it was an old law, blue law.
No, no.
Okay, it's an old law. What would you call it?
An old
a
law.
A grandfathered law?
I would call it an ancient...
ruin.
No, not a ruin.
The Mayan calendar.
Ruined your day.
What are we going by?
No, I would just say it's an old edict, maybe.
Edict?
Yes.
A manifesto?
No, now you're going. Now, no. It always sounds like damn a communist it when you say yes that.
Okay.
You get so excited to use the word manifesto.
Oh, because I always like when people say that this is my manifesto. And it's always something lighthearted. Not at all. So, what I guess my point to you is this. Okay. I had the same feeling about DC, about it being like just kind of a smaller town, but with a lot of power
sure
and industry. Mm-hmm. What we don't account for in this area is you can still live in the city. Take mass transit out to Tyson's Corner
right
and work at any huge firm that you're has right a tower out there, mm-hmm, right?
Right.
And another thing that DC's had, like in the past 10 years, the gentrification here has been borderline, gross, mm-hmm, the way that they've pushed people out.
Oh, it's aggressive. Yeah. Very
it's
aggressive.
So aggressive where mm-hmm you're like, I can see 35% of the people wanting to move in the city.
And also you can see that.
And it's like a good looking city.
It's neat. It's I love good, driving right people yeah around.
A lot of history.
Yeah, don't like the roads. You have to apologize
yeah
for
the
roads,
roads
a lot.
Are pretty bad.
Bad roads, but very pretty buildings.
And know this, as far as bike shares are concerned,
yeah,
most of these tech companies have DC as one of the main test cities because so many people have it available. There are streets on this corridor on Wisconsin Avenue, if you're in DC near Georgetown, right?
Yeah.
That are littered with electric scooters. Like somebody just passed away
mm-hmm
and then just dropped and ran. And I said, can someone just pick up these damn scooters that are dockless off the street? Someone's going to trip over them.
And also, one time I was on Wisconsin Avenue and I saw in a suit Chris Freights zip by on a bike.
A city bike?
Probably.
Yeah. And he said, hey, Rob! And I was like, what just happened? It was so out of context.
You know,
and I realized that, you know, that's what happens
people
in the city.
Ride. There are, right now, in the city operating, there are
right
four bike shares.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them are electric.
Woogie,
one of them
woogie,
is,
woogie
is the red bikes you see everywhere that are so heavy, right?
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, look, yeah they don't
but
like you to use those.
If you
I don't see them up here very much anymore.
Tour now, de
they've
France
got the scooters, but the bikes. I don't think people want to ride the bikes back up here and leave them.
Why would you ride the bike
exactly
if you can just
if
take
you can do the electric
if you
scooter
can use power?
Exactly,
mm, like they said in Back to the Future 2. I've got power. So yeah, and. Though I will say this is going to contribute to the roly-poliness of our population.
Yes.
Because I've never seen a fit man roll on that, those scooters. It's always a roly-poly
no
dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like zooming up the hill. I'm like, eh, that's not a good look for anybody.
I have a hunch that if I went up to get one of the scooters, the attendant would say, I think we're out for you.
No.
Need two.
I don't think
one for each foot.
This is going to be a complete tangent, and I'm sorry if we're up on a break.
No, we're fine.
But I and I want to be clear to the listening audience. So you think of like renting a scooter, you go to a little kiosk, you're on the beach, and then you give someone your driver's license
sure
to move on.
Yeah.
No, these are like abandoned scooters that have been locked at the wheels and an app unlocks them. So they're just willy-nilly dropped anywhere, like someone just dropped an
and
umbrella
so you
and
sign
kept walking.
And so you sign up mm-hmm for the app and it tells you where the scooter is? It's like geocaching.
Yes,
yeah,
but imagine walking outside. And this is what I see. You guys leave so you
right
don't get to see the melee of dead scooters on the sidewalk, right?
That sounds so sad.
Yeah. You've probably seen like an umbrella dropped. You're like, oh, a missing glove. Like one glove probably
sure
fell out of somebody's purse or their
yeah
jacket.
That's one of the more pleasant things you find on the streets around
yes
here.
Yeah.
When someone's not defecating on the ramp for CVS.
You didn't need to bring that specifically.
Well, I'm just saying we've seen that here.
We have.
Now the new trend is not bio. It's not bio. It's mechanical.
Is there an app for that?
People are no.
How do you start
I'm
it
telling you. In front of the Starbucks right here, right?
Right. I imagine that's a great drop-off.
2 days
of
ago.
CVS.
No. People, you think people would lean, when you were a kid, when you roll your scooter, you'd lean it up on a tree.
Sure.
Or like stand it up somewhere, right?
Yeah, lean it against a building.
Yeah. There's a brick wall, it says, everything says, it screams, lean your scooter on this, right? There should be a sign that says, lean scooter, they're dockless. So when people are done with their ride, they can just leave them anywhere.
Right.
They're left on the sidewalk for people to walk around and step over like a dead body.
Which mm-hmm brings me to my point. People are jerks.
They're jerks.
People are jerks.
And
come
by
on
the way, they're going to have a hard time seeing that bill at the end because I read the terms of service. It was like, these scooters are littering our streets.
Mm-hmm.
Hey! If you don't leave it at a highly... Oh, this all makes sense. If you leave the scooter in a densely populated area...
Right.
You don't pay a larger charge. So that's why they probably leave him in front of the Starbucks.
Yeah.
Cheap. Because it's so densely populated. That's why there's like a stack of, remember the fence of bikes in Manassas?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have a street of electric scooters right in front of us around 3-4 o'clock in front of this building.
People are still jerks though. Leave them standing
up. How about you respect the process?
Yeah.
If you ding up all these scooters, you're going to get damaged and you won't have any more roly-polies.
You see, this is why we can't have nice things,
right?
Oscar, right?
Poor companies trying to get business people throwing them things down left and right.
Come on!
I'm telling you, those Razor scooters don't last forever. I know.
No, I know. I know.
I tried to do a paper run on those. Like, you think plastic can't get a flat tire? I definitely had that as a kid.
Where did they charge them? Like, do they have to plug them into something?
There's probably some poor guy that's got to go around in a van and pick up these dead scooters from left to right.
That's like the only thing that would work.
Dead scooter recovery person.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They come out at night.
He's got like a GPS and just like tracks them down wherever they end up.
As soon as it's sundown. Hello, I am here for your scooter. Ooh.
You need some juice.
Oh, I'm going to give it electricity. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I want to find out what's going on in Oscar's world because we haven't talked to you in a while.
Dead scooters are going on.
Dead scooters. It's a DS Factor of 9 on the Mike O'Mara Show.
In the latter years of the 2000s, a crack team of disc jockeys was thrown off the air, innocent victims of a format flip. These men escaped to the darkest reaches of the internet. Still wanted by their fans, they survive as podcasters. If you need laughter and no one else can help, and you have a smartphone, maybe you can download The Mike O'Mara Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. www.mikeomarashow.com.
You're still waiting on one like that for what? Knight Rider?
Oh, yeah. I need Knight Rider and I need Airwolf.
Airwolf.
Wolf.
Airwolf.
Airwolf.
Deep dive on Airwolf.
Oh, yeah. That soundtrack rules. And you hear
really
Airwolf,
great.
For those of you young bucks out there, coolest helicopter in the world. He would come and save the day when S was going down, look like an orca whale flying in the sky.
And the last hurrah for Ernest Borgnine.
Yeah, that poor guy.
The poor guy.
Alcoholism is a bitch.
It sucks. You know what he would do? Leave scooters everywhere.
He would fly Airwolf
what
drunk.
A dick.
All right. If you're not growing, you're dying. And you're thinking of, what was his name? Jan Michael Smith?
Yes.
Vincent. Jan Michael Vincent.
Vincent.
I was thinking of the older guy, Ernest Borgnine.
No, the Airwolf I know is Jan Michael Vincent.
Ah, okay. Very good. And as I said to Mr. Vincent, if you're not growing, you're dying. And we are proud to announce that Cornerstone First Financial is now licensed in Colorado, and still more states are soon to come. You've all heard about Cornerstone First Financial, and what really needs to be emphasized here is what great people they are.
It's the hand-holding.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest purchase of your life.
I walked into their office, and I said, look, these are my vitals. I got to confirm everything, but this is like a guesstimate, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
They held my hand throughout the process, and when they were done holding my hand, like I said before a zillion times, I said, here's our rate. But before you accept, please go look for a better rate.
Yeah,
and
search it out.
If you can find one, that's awesome. If not, not. They knew I wasn't going to find one.
Well, they know what they're
doing. I called three banks, and they were like, kick rocks. This is our rate. I said, this is not as good as Cornerstone. So, of course, I did business with Cornerstone.
And they are genuinely good people, and they know that buying a house or refinancing is one of the biggest decisions you have to make, and they will make sure that you do it right. They will make you come out on top, and now they are covered in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado.
Colorado, woo!
So remember, Cornerstone First Financial is there to help. They can figure out your best moves and get them done so you save money. Just click their banner on our website or call them at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. From the 202 to the Centennial State. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone Financial.
Hell yeah.
Do it now. Oscar, Oscar, Oscar. Do you get a lot of electric scooters down around your house?
Well, I'm happy you mentioned the home because I'm concerned that there's a lawsuit pending, not just from Pony. By the way, the glass is sharp.
Sharp.
And shards are everywhere because I smashed my fist down and there's a shard of glass in my, the palm of my hand, right?
Ooh. Yeah, the meaty part.
The meaty part.
Ooh.
We can be class action buddies.
We'll sue ourselves.
Buddies.
We'll sue each other.
Yeah, hey, do you want a Band-Aid?
No, I don't need your old Band-Aids. So dirty.
$1
dirty old Band-Aids. Wait till you see this picture on the MichaelMarishow.com. Show pick of the day. Dirty old Band-Aids.
Old dirty Band-Aid.
Old dirty Band-Aid. You know what? Show
Best
title.
Rapper
That's
ever.
Show title.
Done and done.
Okay. Talk about DC historic. It's all, I feel like we're DC centric, but that's what it is.
Yeah, it's where we are.
We have cobblestone streets with actual the rail cars on the
I believe
the old trolley
yes. And they leave them there. Now the main thoroughfares have been paved.
Yes.
But some of the more side streets retain their cobblestone and actual. I think, is it R Street that still has it?
I just know it's the one that messes up the bottom of my car.
Yeah.
So okay. I don't go on that as much as I can.
It's
right?
a bumpy, bumpy.
Yeah. And then we also have these brick sidewalks that are historic.
And they're gorgeous.
Yes. Except in front of my house. And if you're looking for a payday, I'm not it, but I'm sure someone will soon enough.
Sure.
There are three bricks missing from the front of my house in the historic district of the city. I began to try to fix the sidewalk because I was afraid of getting sued, much like someone would get sued if you slip on their icy walk and you haven't
done your duty.
You haven't done the walk. You
now,
haven't cleaned it up.
Are the bricks connected? So
they're not connected. They're loosey-goosey.
So they're just three separate missing bricks.
Yes.
So three chances of someone breaking them.
Yeah, but the problem is they're connected in one way or another because they are in a pattern of sorts.
Mm. Sure.
But what happened to me 3 days ago was I twisted my ankle on my own walk, right?
Because
it's dark.
Sure.
You're getting out of the car, and I stepped. I was like, it's almost like a ditch.
Yeah.
That you're stepping into, right?
Right.
The three bricks that were missing, two of them crumbled over, I guess, the last 3 months.
Okay.
And then there's just one left. So there's essentially a big little, there's a pothole on my sidewalk.
Okay.
So I know how litigious a society is.
You know what you should do is cover it with a glass whiteboard.
I start digging.
Yes?
I start digging in the afternoon, and I put a little construction zone up with like little cones so people walk around me.
So what are you digging?
I want to put new bricks down so we don't get sued.
I understand, right? But why dig? Just put bricks in there. There's already a hole.
If you put the bricks on the hole, the bricks, they pop up a little bit on the sidewalk, which cause a tripping hazard.
So you need to countersink them.
Yes.
I hate to go out of order here, but my first thought is if these are historic bricks, Alexander Hamilton bricks, can you just put any brick in there and the city's going
to
be okay?
You're reading ahead. You're doing what you do to Mike.
Yeah.
Please, listen. Just listen to the story.
Call Jimmy Cerrito.
Jesus. So I proceed to take new bricks and say, well, I'll just dirty these guys up.
Scuff them up.
And lay them down. So I scuffed them up on the tree in the back, right?
Yeah.
On the old magnolia.
What? It's the equivalent of burning the edge of a document.
You're
to
trying
make
to put
it look
a patina
old.
On it, but a brick is harder than a tree.
Yeah. Not, well,
he
not,
made the
this,
tree
not
look
this
old.
Magnolia. I'm just scraping it on the sides.
Like steel magnolia?
Yeah. I'm scraping it on the sides. I'm throwing it against the fence.
Yeah.
You know, I need a little, at least the corners nicked off.
Sure, sure.
I'm rounding the corners. I'm doing everything I can. I'm sanding them.
Yeah.
And I like 2 hours, I had three solid old-timey bricks.
Great.
Right?
Gary Stein approved.
Lots of dust, by the way, these bricks. Man.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Jesus.
It's clay. Yeah.
I don't know, like, why people ever work in the brick world. And I...
Did you ever see the Ten Commandments?
I just wasn't wearing a
big
mask.
Big deal making bricks, this just, thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So...
Pyramids.
Pick a brick.
Sphinxes.
I try... and it's a busy, busy, busy Sunday afternoon.
Sure.
Where I'm like, like, I don't know. There's too many tourists walking around, so
it's a real rat race.
Yeah, I put up three little cones like you would for a little soccer.
Yeah.
A little, like, if your son was playing soccer.
Or if you're running the shuttle run.
Yeah, and I put, we have the caution tape, so I put that around my little work area.
We should put some of that by the glass for
And then I had a neighbor walk up and say, what are you doing? I was like, I'm fixing this walk.
Is this a neighbor you know?
No, no, no.
So just some nudge.
Have you told the historic society about this?
Oh, no.
And I said, sir, I just don't want someone getting hurt. I didn't talk about the litigious side of things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, I really don't think you should be doing that. And I said, I don't know what else to do. Did you call the city? The city's closed on Sundays. I think they're closed half the time during the week.
I can't imagine that your three bricks are going to be at the top of the to-do list.
Well, if you don't have any other business or anything else to do, you find out what you can do, which is bother your neighbor.
Well, this guy, you see, this guy is the problem. He's a bigger problem than the bad sidewalk.
So I said, I've dealt with the historic society first as we got the new shutters. Everything else is like, this is an arduous process. I just want people to be safe, right?
Well, I don't know. You may want to consider contacting the Historical Society, young man.
So I go on with my...
Did the first thing he say is,
do you actually live in our neighborhood?
What no, are you doing I think they've, I think they've seen me enough to like, we're not messing with SA, all right? So, or I'm all over people not thinking I live there or I'm renting.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay, just checking.
I could be the handyman.
I'm not
knows,
looking for
right?
trouble. You know that.
Do you have a card, son? We need some work in our backyard.
That's some mighty fine cone placement. Yes, yes. I know that May 5th is probably a busy day
for
you.
Do you cut grass?
We need to redo the walk.
Do you
all those
parlay
things-
English? Yes.
How's your English, son?
You're very well spoken.
I'm blasting less. And there is, you know me so well. So I if there's anything being done out front,
right?
I actually dress up to signal to the world that I am not, I'm an owner.
Yeah.
Not just working here.
You said you used to like wear a suit to mow the lawn at your parents' house.
Yeah, I mean, just to let people know that like this is a different social dynamic,
like,
right?
Leave me alone, JP. It's you my, know I live here.
My yeah. lawn mowing suit.
Cakes, I'm not mowing your lawn or colleagues.
Cakes.
Well, JP would drive
it. For the same reason yeah. that I don't run across the street like my people do across the country with willy-nilly because it's cultural, right? I like to use the walk to show people I've assimilated.
Sure.
And we're not all the same,
mm-hmm.
right? And there's nothing wrong with getting here FOB, but play by the rules.
Yeah. You're playing an away game.
I was FOB once. All I did was pack into a Corolla with 20 of my siblings. We don't do that anymore.
No.
You know why?
Why?
It's bad taste.
It is.
Not a good look and unsafe.
Yes.
All right, so.
Because at most, there's 3 seatbelts.
Mm-hmm. So the guy clearly saw me in my hard shoes working the walk, right?
Right, and he's walking like, the work.
So the bricks, I would say, as far as historical, they could pass if you're briskly walking by, they pass that test.
Okay, good.
Right, enough cracks and dings and that you're like, oh, I'm not going to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I leave it the way it is. I said, yeah, I'll look into that. And the guy goes on with his day, right?
Right.
He's walking his dog. I get home last night, and I notice that the 3 bricks are gone.
Oh, no.
So I go to my camera, because I have a little camera in front of the house in case someone steals our Amazon packages.
Mm-hmm.
And it's out of the frame of the shot, unfortunately. But all I see is a shadow that's there around like 9, 10 p.m., and I'm doing Big O and Duke, so I'm not home. And, you know, my girl's not paying attention to what's happening outside.
Right. She's not going to throw herself in the middle to save those bricks.
So I have just, for some reason, my gut says that this guy came, saw the bricks while he's walking his dog and said, F it, I'm coming back and getting these.
So you're
they're not period specific.
Your person of interest is the guy, the nudge.
Who else?
He's the brick dick.
Would have cared?
Brick dick.
Who else would have cared that much?
It's got to be him.
Well, or someone that he hired or put up to it. Because you know there's a certain undercurrent in all neighborhoods, and he probably said, so you know that guy in the really thin spite house? Do you know what he did? Do you know what he did? He put new bricks on our sidewalk. And I'm not saying to go take them or not go take them, but I know this. They're there. And he does Big O and Dukes on Tuesdays.
So all I have is a small ditch in front of my house.
Now,
there are no bricks.
What about, you know, it might be a good.
Do you think there's a historical society that cares about the walk for 3 bricks?
No, they don't. But here's what the problem
is. They care about everything.
But,
every inch.
But they don't care about what they don't know.
How about the rats? Get the rats out of the city. Why don't
what
you
color
deal with
are
that?
The rats?
See, Pony's referring. We watched The Price is Right yesterday.
So
there's
sorry.
A game called Rat Race with colored rats.
We're so bad.
I'm not. You need
oh, you're
to.
You're bad too.
Okay, here's the deal. How about this as a placeholder?
Do you want to help?
Sand.
Sand!
Yeah!
Just for the time being.
Yeah, gravel.
Yeah. Because then, you know what?
No one can steal sand.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And then no one would want to, and yeah, that would prevent people from stepping in it.
That solves that problem. I'm going to get a bag of sand from Ace right around the corner and pick that up.
Historic sand.
No.
Old sand.
You got a playground nearby? Just snag some.
Yeah. Well, then that defeats the purpose of no one can steal sand.
I'd also would feel like a creep if I went there with
a
big Ziploc bag, and then I'm like, hey, like kids, don't trowel. Mind me. I'm just taking the sand.
And the kids say, aren't you the guy that used to fly the drone?
No.
I remember you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay over for public parks. I'll do this. I'll buy the dirty sand, the historic sand, right?
Old dirty sand.
It's called. I think it's like an actual mix that I would need to make it look like the rest of
like
the sand around
and
there.
Sand mixture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like for concrete.
But what I do about the bricks?
I think you just got to write it off.
How can you tell how something's historic?
You just got. You got to write off the fact that the bricks are gone.
Yeah, but do I have to buy historic bricks now? I know you can do that. They're like $10 to $11 a brick.
Or, Oscar, you could just go to another street that has similar looking bricks.
Yeah, get
no, and liberate them, and then it's someone else's
that's
problem.
That's when you estás desarmando un santo para otro, right?
What does that mean?
Which means that you're tearing apart one saint to fix another, as my mom would say.
Well, I mean, that's a valid and very foreign way to look at it, but the thing that what you would do is you're not tearing away the saint, you're just shifting the problem to someone else.
Yeah.
But Rob, and then my luck, I'm going to be on someone's camera that actually has a wide angle, and then I'm stealing the bricks.
Well, maybe make Adrian do it.
No, no. I think I have to go.
He doesn't look suspicious. Look at him over there in
look
his
at that hair. Are you kidding me?
I have to go to the tip of the spear and ask the Historical Society to actually. Because if I put new bricks in, even if they're historic, I'm out $33.
Yeah, you're right. I think you need to.
Where is the Historical Society? Is there like a place you can go to?
It's on the interweb.
Oh.
It's not
they have a
place?
Meeting every Thursday that I've never been to.
Do they allow you in the meeting?
I can go to the meeting.
Sure.
Okay.
But you have to dress up in old-timey clothes. You have to wear a tri-cornered hat.
No, this is where, by the way, this is where we talked about the mansion that the owner of the Washington Post used to have, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is where
the Grand Mansion.
The two billionaires like shoved each other.
Fought over that thing. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Still in limbo, by the way, if you're a Post fan, the Washington Post, Catherine Graham's mansion in D.C. still, because they wanted to build an addition,
right?
Still up in there, right?
I think you need to get in touch with the Historic Society using a dummy email list address because you don't want them to come back to you and say, we're going to come see what you did, but get their answer.
Or can I get 3 new bricks,
right?
Put them in, and then put my camera on to see what happens then?
That's a lot of effort, but you know what? That's the funnest solution.
Because then I can have
Definitely.
The camera shooting down,
uh-huh.
and then the angle will be different. You'll be able to see my Amazon packages,
uh-huh.
but we'll find out who stole the bricks.
And also, I want you to cover the bricks with shards of glass. And dye packs.
I'm serious.
I think you're going to have to.
I need resolution.
I think ultimately you're going to have to buy 3 historic bricks.
You know what really burns me?
What really grinds your gears?
Nobody would ever get out there and do their own work.
You're right.
Right?
You're trying to help.
I did all that work. I scuffed up the tree and the bricks at the same time. You're right.
It's technically not your responsibility to deal with the sidewalk. You don't have to mess with that. It's just like if there's like a grass median, that's usually your.
I don't know. I think it might be his responsibility.
The sidewalk?
Why
you just
do
have
I have to
shovel it. That's it.
But what about fixing the sidewalk?
You don't have to fix the sidewalk. That's definitely not your responsibility.
What's your background in HOAs that
just
says
knowing
so?
What I know about responsibility with property is that you have to keep it ice free. That's like you have to get rid of the ice and the
snow.
And
when you want to know what your responsibility is, go
Talk to
an ex-bike store employee
That's
that programs
right.
computers.
And who knows all sorts of random things
he
like
He might
this.
Be right.
But still, you know what you're doing is a courtesy. And it's also
and then you know what? Don't burn me for my new bricks.
And also, to be fair, you're improving your property value.
That's
new bricks.
That's
yeah,
true.
That's it.
Yes.
So yeah, keep us updated. And remember, die pack shards of glass.
Thank you.
We're back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fantastic. Exciting. New. Does twice the work in half the time. It's Ponyboy 3000. If you have TMOS trouble, he'll fix it before you can say sugar glider. He solves every problem, retrieves any password, defrags any disk. It's Ponyboy 3000. He speaks. He moves at the speed of sound. The Ponyboy 3000, always ready to assist you. Ponyboy at MikeOMaraShow.com. Get ready for the fun.
Get ready for the bleeding. Some of you know that we have a new policy for Amazon for 2018, but we want to make sure that everyone knows it. Here's all you need to know. To ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, you need to make sure you click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. Mm-hmm. It's there plain as day. Look for it. Click it. It's super easy, and it will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase, so start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. And today's Amazon purchase of the day, ordered them yesterday. They are cheaper on Amazon than anywhere. As a matter of fact, $5 under suggested retail.
$5.
And if you have a dog, you will love Milk-Bone Marrow Snacks Dog Treats. The same ones I give to Linus every time he goes out and does his business.
No, say what you call it.
All right, if he goes pee or makes sticks.
Gross.
Hey, it's how we trained him.
Hey, little buddy. Look at that stick.
It doesn't make.
Here's a treat.
He never makes a boo-boo in the house. Boo-boo. Because we reward him when he makes sticks. Milkbone Marrow Snacks dog treats. You can get them at Amazon because Amazon really does have everything.
I stepped in a stick.
Don't step on the stick. You can find those dog treats at the top of MikeOMaraShow.com. So please, for God's sake, start clicking. And now, it's a favorite of people young and old, and it happens when Mike isn't here. It's Oscar Rotzi.
Hey, gentlemen.
Yes.
Former roly-poly Khloe Kardashian is mending a broken heart as her baby's daddy, Tristan Thompson, allegedly has cheated on her.
Oh, no.
Breaking news, whenever it feels like breaking. Tristan Thompson on TMZ.com. Allegedly photographed at a hookah bar in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
Hey, that's where we are.
Making out with another young lady. Two women are pictured in the video. The video has since come down from the alleged accuser's Instagram. And then there's another video of TMZ, a photographer with TMZ outside a New York hotel showing Tristan Thompson going into a hotel with a young lady. The second accuser says that they had relations. Now,
so it's a pro athlete going into a hotel in New York City. The pro athlete is known for dating one of the most socially media popular people in the world, and he's just going to walk into a hotel. And he's going to get away with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, piece of cake. Good plan.
If you're going to cheat, don't do it on a Kardashian.
No.
Because people will take advantage of you.
And don't do it in New York. Do it in a small town.
I don't think the city's a big deal. I think that.
Go to like
you can't date a Kardashian and, you know, have a side chick.
Mm.
That will not play well. They will sniff that out.
Oh, the sniffing.
Right?
Yes.
They've been burned before. They have a team. You know, you think Kris Jenner is finding a way to figure this out. She makes some money off of it.
The sniffing. I smell Bert Kardashian.
No, not Bert Kardashian.
I know. I'm teasing.
No, she's going to burn you for cheating.
Yeah, well, you're going to get caught. You're stupid. You don't do this.
There's a side of me, though, that... I'm a rube because every time Washington, D.C. gets mentioned outside of the world of politics, I get excited.
Well, sure, like when they do the correspondence dinner and we're like Hollywood on the Potomac for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. It's exciting.
Yeah, but even this story kind of like, what hookah bar were they at?
Yeah.
Where was that in the city?
How can I go there?
Well, does this coincide with the Cavs schedule at the Wizards? Then they play a game and then go out afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know all these details.
Maybe he saw Hamilton at the Kennedy Center.
Oh, come on. No.
There's still a few tickets available at $650.
Is that how much it cost?
Yeah, it's very expensive. Wow.
Well, can you give me like the real cost, or are you making that up?
No, that's what's left. They've sold like literally 250,000 tickets for the run.
Here in D.C.?
Yes, at the Kennedy Center, the traveling company.
But it's the B Squad, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know anything about theater. You have to explain this to me.
Okay, they're staying on Broadway.
You're looking at me like, I know. I don't know.
But well, when I look at you, I think theater, and most specifically musicals.
It's not Manuel.
No. This is a touring cast is what they call
it.
So
it's like the understudies.
Yeah, sort of. Because like the producers, the show that was on Broadway for many, many years, I saw once with the first cast, and then eventually Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick left, and they put in a second cast. I saw that cast as well. It's still like, you know, licensed and endorsed by Lin-Manuel Noriega, but he's not in it. So it's playing on Broadway and around the country.
And each ticket, I'm just looking this up right now, each ticket is $600, what's left is $600?
I do believe so. There was a lottery to buy tickets.
Where are they nosebleeds?
I think for $625, they're going to be pretty good seats, because these aren't scalpers. These are face value.
Yeah, but I remember in New York, people were buying them for like $1,500 a pop.
Yeah, but this is not the Broadway run, too. So,
oh, man.
So we'll see.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, is it something your kids wanted you to go to? Or no, did you look
Julia,
up on your own?
It's in my news feed. It's all over the place. They talk about it on Fox 5.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of talking about it and A-B squads, yes. Mariah Carey reveals that she's battling bipolar disorder.
Shocking.
Mm. Get it, A-B?
Yes, I'm with you.
Two different sides.
Yes.
The 48-year-old singer reveals in an interview with People magazine that she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder in 2001 upon being hospitalized after having a mental and physical breakdown. Until recently, I've lived in denial and isolation and in constant fear of someone would expose me. I think bipolar disorder is something that's very common.
I do, too.
I don't think people stigmatize it the way they used to.
Mm-hmm.
I think a common... go-to for people that just act crazy saying that they're bipolar. I've alleged that Mike is bipolar at times. He did not appreciate that. But I would never...
But then later he did.
Yes. But if he ever came out and said, I'm bipolar, there wouldn't be like a big, oh man, this is rough.
No, but it also...
It would explain a lot.
And also, you know, she has had some peculiar behavior patterns. And it might explain, you know, that she's up against something.
I think these celebrities get coddled. I'm not talking about Mike. I'm talking about Mariah
Carey, sure.
Where they get coddled so much that they put up with... Like, you get used to, you only do as much as you get away with.
That's true.
Right?
That's
very true. And then you're like, oh, I'm on meds. No, it's not the case. I don't believe it, but good luck with whatever you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Spotify and Hulu launch a discounted entertainment bundle. This is when you know two forces are going after the big dogs.
They want all the
Hulu,
money.
The low man on the pole, the Khloe Kardashian of entertainment streaming platforms. You've got Netflix, you've got Amazon Prime. Hulu is the smallest of the three. Of course, you get together with the big dog in the entertainment and podcast world and Spotify, and you put together a bundle. Would that help you guys, all of you? I'm talking to Maddie as well. Would you consider buying and bundling both if you didn't have either or just one service?
Maddie?
Well, I had both services.
Did
and
you?
I paid for them separately,
big
and
spender.
then I merged them.
You merged? You've done this?
Yes.
Wow. You're living in the future.
I am.
Wow.
I would consider it if they promised me that Hulu would become easier to navigate.
How did you get prompted to merge?
Well, they have a special student discount for that as well.
Yes.
So it's like $5 a month for both of them.
So you were spending $10?
It was like $10 for Hulu and then $10 for Spotify. And then if I merge them,
and then
oh, $5. Man, you bundle your deal. Just
and
buying them
never
both.
And never do homework.
Yeah.
Because you're watching The Handmaid's Tale.
Pony, is this something you get into?
I'm not a big Spotify guy for anything other than this show.
Ah, look at that. So what about Hulu?
Hulu, yeah. Hulu has a lot of great content that you can't get elsewhere.
Are you a big music guy for $5 more? You bundle them for $10.
You know, I'm an audiophile, so I want my music to be like the most high quality, like wave format, uncompressed.
A laser disc.
Yes. I won't do it because I understand the Spotify, the value for the podcast. However, as far as a music guy, I still like to play records. I like to play CDs. I like my music. I have a big enough collection that I don't need to rely on Spotify. And again, Hulu, I get lost in it. I don't know. I always end up watching something I don't like.
You get lost in Hulu?
What? Yeah, I give
up. You fall in a pothole?
I tripped in front of your house.
What do you end up watching?
No, I mean, it's hard to find stuff, and stuff seems to be out of order. I ended up watching 3 episodes of Handmaid's Tale out of order.
They fixed that, though.
We used
did
to
they?
Watch
they really
the Mindy Project.
Yeah, well, I like that.
That was fun, right?
Yeah.
You can catch up on all the old seasons.
But the Looming Tower.
But
and
don't
the
new need,
seasons.
You don't need to watch that in order for the plot arc. Handmaid's Tale was pretty important.
Yeah. Oh, you had to watch for the show.
Yeah.
So you watch them out of order?
That's all I could do. I couldn't figure it out. I'm not good at it.
That was the old Hulu system.
So we're at new Hulu now.
Yeah, they have a much better
They should
better
call
interface.
It Nulu.
That happened in the last 6 months,
all right,
to
cool.
be fair to you.
Then,
right?
then I'm all in. I'm all in.
I've got one more.
Okay, cool. That's perfect.
Ronda Rousey.
Yes.
Right? She's signed a contract with the WWE. I will say that there are two camps. One, say the purists that say, oh, man, I can't believe she's working WWE. The other, I think the enlightened, say, of course, this is a great move. If The Rock can do it, if Cena can do it, they become Hollywood stars. WWE is the perfect audience that I think dovetails with MMA.
Sure.
If you want sports action entertainment, while the WWE is scripted and you could die in the octagon, those are the big differences. You could technically die in wrestling as well, right?
Yeah.
She's got
die making a movie.
Experts say that she's got some work to do as far as her character development. But overall, a solid career move for her.
Is she going to be a heel?
You know what? Chad Duke said that on Big O Nukes. He said if she had a solid heel turn, that could be something that actually works.
It could happen. But I think it's actually a wise move. I think that she will extend her career in that sort of arena by being on WWE. Because I think the MMA, you have a short run. Because it's pretty intense.
When did your son stop watching? Because this is WrestleMania, by the way, we're just talking about.
Right, right.
When did your son stop watching?
I think
the WWE.
About a couple years ago, and I think he will sometimes still dip his toe in it.
Does he still have the dolls?
No, we gave the dolls away.
You did?
We gave the dolls to my buddy Brad's son.
Oh my God, that's a quick turnaround. You were just hunting for them at Toys R Us or Target
Seems
just like 2 years ago.
Seems like yesterday.
Man.
But now the kind of doll he's looking for.
Okay, never mind.
Never mind, okay.
All right, that is Oscar Otzi for today. You creep.
I'm a creep.
You're a creep.
I didn't even finish it.
Oh, I know where you were going.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he started action figures. Maybe he likes my Elvis dolls.
Oh, God.
You have Elvis dolls?
They're collectibles. Shut up. Hey, I'm not going to take it from you, of all people.
Oh,
at least yeah, Elvis, Elvis is from America.
You're spending $300, $400 on porcelain dolls that you stare at.
Not porcelain, and none of them ever died on a toilet.
Oh, God.
So there's that.
Yeah, the day ain't over yet.
They died making sticks.
Yeah. Elvis sticks. Worst band ever. All right, we'll take a break, come back. I've got beautiful little springtime sounds.
Please.
And I'll play them for you after we hear this.
Connecting is everything. Slacking is nothing.
Mailbag.
It's all about you.
Mailbag.
Birthdays.
Hooray.
Anniversaries.
Don't F it up.
Stories.
Be interesting.
Shtick.
Be funny.
Feedback.
If you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Email Rob.
To me.
At MichaelMaraShow.com.
DMOS.
Your thoughts to our ears through Mike's mouth.
Creepy.
Most Tuesdays on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Mailbag.
Stay in the know. Mailbag.
Mailbag.
By TMOS.
By the bonus.
Never sure when that one ends. Yeah, check out the mailbag every week on this show. Also, every week on this show, the bonus show. And it is the best part of the week because we really just start talking. And we talk. We don't know where it's going to go. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of fun preparing it and trying to bring up stuff that we don't get to or perhaps shouldn't get to during the regular show. There is no commercials. There is no censorship. It is just flat out fun talk. And we love doing it for you every week. They alluded to it in the calls at the front of the show. If you're not listening to the bonus show, you're not getting.
You're missing out.
The full TMOS experience. It's really, really easy to grab it. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You get access to all of our bonus content. And remember, you'll be helping TMOS. And you know what? It makes a great gift. If you know someone that likes the show but does not, give it to them. Mm-hmm. They will think you're awesome. So please, quit sucking.
Give it to yourself a second time around.
That's true. And you know what? Then you can listen in stereo.
Send it to Maddie. She's a bundle.
She's going to bundle that show. Quit sucking by the bonus show, and we thank you. Ah, the audio vault for today, which is Wednesday, the April 11th, 2018. Big day on Capitol Hill yesterday. Big day on Capitol Hill today. The Mark Zuckerberg show.
So awkward.
He looked comfy, didn't he?
This is Silicon Valley come to life.
It is.
When you've got the CEO of Pied Piper on the stand and he just can't communicate like a human being.
Yes, you alluded to that yesterday.
Yes.
Off camera. I thought it was very, very funny. And he really... It's a weird mix watching Zuckerberg because he's awkward.
He's in his, he's a 33-year-old billionaire.
Yeah, it looks like his dad just helped him tie his tie. And he still comes off as a little smug.
Oh, yeah.
But he's awkward. It's the worst mix.
The dick of dicks.
Here he is talking. This was a great exchange with Orrin Hatch.
How do you sustain a business model in which users don't pay for your service?
Senator, we run ads.
I see.
Clever. And the
we
other
run one, ads.
We
By the
run
way,
ads.
These senators sound like a bunch of hacks as well. Hello, Grandpa.
Yeah.
You're asking questions about a platform that you had some time to research.
Oh, Lindsey Graham asked if it was the same thing as Twitter.
Yeah.
No, it's different. They have different names and everything.
Let me ask you, that Twitter thing, is it the same deal?
But,
God, it's like Larry King's up there.
Is this Google?
Do you type words?
What do you do when you get your login?
What happens when you hit send? Does it go to people?
How do I change my status from married to single?
Yeah, actually, that Larry would be good
it was,
at that.
Some of these
Lots
questions,
of practice.
God bless these lawmakers, right?
Yes.
They allegedly are there to serve our country.
Yes.
But if they could sound any more ancient, it's embarrassing. You think a staffer would have prepped some questions that made sense.
Well, there is a Senator John Kennedy, not the one you're thinking of, but there is a Senator John Kennedy in Louisiana who I think tried to sound a little bit hipper.
Here's what everybody's been trying to tell you today, and I say this gently. Your user agreement sucks.
That's on Capitol Hill.
I mean, There is, so the user agreement looks like the Old Testament, right?
Yeah, and no one reads it, and you agree, and you move on.
I don't know which network it was. I want to give a credit to one of the, either CNN or MSNBC. You know where my politics lie.
Right.
They said, I think someone at Facebook could probably condense these user agreements to something so people could understand it. Less legalese.
Yeah, but you know what? That's not how
they
do it.
No one's going to read it anyways. You hit accept and move on with your life.
Exactly. Congratulations to Seth Meyers, who is a father to baby Axel.
Oh, yeah.
But it's an amazing story, and it's online. You can watch him tell the story. His wife gave birth in the lobby of their building.
Mm.
They could not get to the Uber in time. He said at one point she looked like a lady who was hiding a baby in her sweatpants.
Yes.
I mean, he was graphic without being upsetting, but it was very sweet when he was talking about his baby last night. Seth Meyers is so cool and collected that when he gets emotional, it is it's quite touching.
We named our son Axel. Here's a normal picture of Axel. There he is. We named him Axel because it's just a name we like, but I'm going to tell him it's because firemen were there when he was born. He's like, I don't like it. It's like, you could have been hose. But of course, mostly, I just want to thank my wife who, you know, obviously has to get an apartment closer to the hospital.
It's always a rare treat and I think a very special moment when a talk show host who has a defined persona takes a moment to be real.
Oh,
I love it. I think it's great.
I love it.
Not as great, though, and I believe this happened in a state called Florida. A guy was driving down the street, and he saw coming up behind him, it looked like about a late 1970s Pontiac.
Mm.
It needed paint. It needed everything. There is a guy riding on the hood of the car holding on. It looked to be going about 45 miles an hour, and he indicated to the guy filming to call the police because a woman had stolen his car. And he was riding on the hood. This is on our Facebook page.
It's like Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Please stop. So strange.
So he's riding on the car at 45 mil.
Call the cops.
Bitch stole my car. As soon as we get some closure on that, we'll let you know.
Thank you.
But
he's still on the hood.
He might be. He might be. We all try to be as hip as we can. We all try to be cool. Some succeed, some don't. I think Alex Trebek is pretty cool.
On a Kanye song, this type of woman, take my money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed. Dominic.
Was a gold digger?
Gold digger, right.
Can't wait for his rap album to come out. It's always good. And you know people.
At least he's trying to be hip.
You know there are people backstage, like the writers at Jeopardy, say, let's do a category where Alex has to rap.
Well, he's just reading, though, which is great.
But such rhythm.
Shows his range.
Do you remember the kid we spotlighted last week who was yodeling at Walmart?
Yes.
Yeah, he was on Ellen yesterday.
Oh, cool.
His name is Mason Ramsey, and you know what? When he's in a studio setting, he sounds great.
I got a feeling, God, I'm blue.
Alabama!
Alabama! It was great. He's Ellen said, how did you learn to yodel? He said, my grandfather yodeled. No. And she said, is he good? He said, no. But anyway, I just thought it was cool. And I love when Ellen grabs something obscure like that gives it a little exposure.
Life.
Good stuff. All right, let us close with this. Tosh.0 found maybe the classiest guy on the internet looking for love.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to close with this. And ladies, if you want me to put you in touch with this guy, just send me an email. Hit me up on the gram. Here's a guy looking for love.
I didn't forget about you single female viewers. I found this eligible bachelor on the internet looking for his forever home. He calls himself the Wern.
Gorgeous, intelligent, and kind. Those are the three main qualities I look for in a woman. I want someone between the ages of 18 and 25 because they're the most fertile.
I can't believe he's single either.
A jerk store.
Line up, ladies.
I'm trying to end ageism. I've been on the dating sites for 5 years and just have had no luck with this age group. Surprise, surprise. But I'm trying to appeal with a little more cash. I got a little more saved, and I think that going to eat a $65 porterhouse steak might up the ante a little bit.
Yeah,
Yes, it will.
There are guys like this.
It's over dinner anytime you want. I live in Spokane, Washington. I'm not a creepy guy.
He's not a creepy guy, Oscar. And if
not
you want
the woods of Spokane.
If you want a $65 steak, just ask for Dirk.
Oh, Dirk!
No, I'm kidding.
How dare you, Patrick?
That's a joke. That's your magic on
your Thank you, Dirk.
Have a great Wednesday,
Got the
everybody.
Gift card.
Oh, where you at?
For the birthday gift card. Martin's.
Oh, you love the place.
Oh, man, Dirk's the best.
He is the best.
Take a lesson from Dirk. Send more gift cards.
Yeah, you know what you could do? Go there and get a $65 porterhouse steak. Ladies be loving meat. All right, that's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. It's so cool. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to me. That's Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address remains TMOS. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you again for listening. Mike will be back tomorrow for Eddie Money Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Don't miss it. And thank you again for listening to the best part of your day. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.